And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Here's a thought-provoking question for you. If you could meet your older self, what might you want them to tell you to help your life today be better? That's the nucleus of the sweet coming-of-age film, My Old Ass, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in January this year and then hit nationwide theaters in September. To celebrate her 18th birthday, a self-absorbed, free-spirited girl named Elliot swallows some psychedelic mushrooms with her friends during a campout in the woods. The result of these mushrooms is Elliot meeting her older self from 21 years in the future. And the older Elliot has a few warnings and suggestions for her teenager self. These conversations between the older and younger Elliot are total comedy magic, combining awkwardness, wit, and emotion. The words of guidance from the old Elliot push the young Elliot to think differently about her life, from her family to her sexuality to her home. Canadian director and screenwriter Megan Park already made a nice coming-of-age film with The Fallout from 2021. That film was Megan Park's feature-length debut. But My Old Ass is inventive and likable at the same time, giving a natural, relaxed, everyday feel from beginning to end, which is a big part of its charm. Both mainstream and art house films have explored this idea of personal identity viewed from the differing perspectives of age. There's The Kid from 2000, Tully from 2018, and the French film Petite Maman from 2021. My Old Ass adds a unique voice to this coming-of-age subgenre by combining Gen Z anxieties with the restless anticipation for a young woman's life to begin. This film has some good laughs, but it's more poignant than it appears to be at the start, with multiple discussions about the inevitable passage of time and the importance to cherish whatever time you have. My Old Ass is such a great mood elevator. I found myself smiling unexpectedly so many times while watching it. And I'm not just saying everyone should watch this for themselves. Everyone should reach out to a friend, family member, or loved one and take them to the movie theater to see this. It will be a treat for anyone, especially for those feeling unsure or going through a difficult time. Many of us know that age has its bountiful wisdom, but youth is just as important because youth has bravery. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.